And now this is a dictation for Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, McIntyre, M-C-I-N-T-Y-R-E, October 240. Address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mrs. McIntyre, who has advanced renal failure. Since the last visit in March, is seeing cardiology, plans for right-sided cardiac catheterization April 7, eventually transesophageal echo. She has chronic dyspnea, resting or activity, but presently no oxygen, denies orthopnea PED, denies purulent material hemoptysis. There is some yellowish to clear sputum, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, some nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness or blood, presently no gross edema. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Lasix and Norvasc. Pain control with narcotics, also takes beta blocker low pressure, anticoagulation with Xarelto. Next paragraph, blood pressure 161/82. Wife participated of this encounter. She mentioned that the blood pressure was unexpectedly high today, but normally he runs 120s, 130s. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from March, anemia 12.3, abnormal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, PTH elevated 136, creatinine 3.3 for a GFR of 18, that will be a stage 4. Next paragraph, bilateral small kidneys, 8.2 right, 8.7 left, without obstruction. Bladder is distended, pre and post. Enlargement of the prostate. Incidental bladder diverticuli. The most recent echo is from September 2021, ejection fraction normal. It was minor enlargement, both atrium, right ventricle, moderate mitral regurgitation, aortic regurgitation, severe tricuspid regurgitation, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4. Which appears to be progressive over time. Question cardiorenal syndrome. Unfortunately, urine analysis has not been done to assess for any activity for blood protein or cells to suggest glomerular nephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, coronary artery disease with prior bypass. Next number, pulmonary hypertension, workup in progress. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, Xarelto. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, This is not because of his dyspnea. At this moment, does not require treatment. Next number. Patient and wife is going to keep me posted with the findings of right side cardiac catheterization and transesophageal echo. We will monitor chemistries every month. Come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks. We start dialysis based on symptoms or uncontrolled valve overload despite of salt fluid restriction and diuretics or severe electrolyte acid-base abnormalities. All questions answered, education provided, and interpretation